Good morning.
Morning, Sensei.
This morning I'm going to talk about self. When I started creating this talk, it could have gone on forever. So it's much briefer, and to make it briefer, I had to make a decision not to include a lot of different examples of what I'm going to speak about. And so for the purposes of this talk, I'm going to use the word self to describe the two basic aspects of who we are. So there's the psychological self and the true self. And while each has been spoken and written of numerous times, the only way to truly understand each is through direct experience. And despite their differences, the two selves are opposite sides of the same coin, and each is actualized by seeing through delusion. So the rest of this Dharma talk seeks to explore how this process of breaking through delusion and realizing the truth of each side of self is really quite similar. So we have this practice that everybody is familiar of hearing about how Zen proceeds to take us to an insight in who we truly are. And a very similar process takes place in the world of psychotherapy. Dogen, and many of you are familiar with this, Dogen once said, "We don't practice to attain enlightenment. We practice because we are already enlightened. When we start out on the path to realization, we are faced with the fact that our minds are clouded by delusion. And along the path, we discover that our usual way of understanding falls short. We have been trained to see the world in a very particular way, which is flawed. At the heart of this delusion is dualism. That is, if something is this, it can't be that. There is a self and another. Based on this fundamental perception, we have created stories. These stories we carry in our mind about how the world works and who we are. As our practice continues, most of us cling to our stories, ending up frustrated, discouraged, and feeling like a failure. This is a point in the spiritual journey referred to as the dark night of the soul. We get to the point where we don't know. This is the point at which the door opens, if we let it. When the door opens, we are on the edge of insight. But to keep going, we must lay down our stories, our ideas about who we think we are. We can step through the door. Delusion drops away, and our minds become free. This is insight into our true self, our true nature. This is the self that includes everything. Most psychotherapies have as their premise that human beings are complete at conception. That is, we have not been exposed to the myriad of psychosocial interactions that create delusion about who we intrinsically are. Dogen's words apply to entering the path of emotional healing as well. We don't enter psychotherapy to attain mental health. We enter because we are originally mentally healthy. We suffer, though, from the delusion that we are defective, we are broken. And this delusion is created by our social context, which communicates that if we are female, of color, have a particular gender identity, a certain income, we are handicapped, insecure, shy, anxious, depressed, and so on, we are less than, we are defective. Now, in the psychological realm, the delusion which separates us from our essential completeness comes mainly, not exclusively, but mainly from our interactions with our family as we grow up. Abandonment, neglect, sexual abuse, households filled with anger, parents who shame, parents who scapegoat, parents who are alcoholic or drug addicted. Now, these are not just experiences that are confined to low-income families. They affect families of all income levels. And the effect of these interactions creates and perpetuates the idea that we are not inherently complete. So this inherent completeness disappears behind a cloud of defective parenting and prejudiced social interaction. And this is perpetuated by the stories that we tell ourselves about who we are. Most of us who came to therapy came because we felt defective. We want to find a way to get fixed. True therapy starts with the idea of original completeness, and the work is to rediscover that. Like the spiritual path, we reach the dark night of the soul. And this is where we reach the open door. And to gain insight, we must step through that door. To take this step is really a leap of faith. We must surrender our stories and open to the truth that these stories that we have told ourselves are a delusion. They're not true. If we can surrender, we can step through the door and have an insight into our true psychological nature, into who we have intrinsically been all along. So like the spiritual path, insight leads to wholeness. And in each journey, insight comes from direct experience. No amount of psychology books and no amount of books on spirituality can replace that direct experience, can replace taking that final step through the door. Zen encourages us to discover our true self, and psychotherapy encourages us to discover our true interpersonal self. There's one final step. That is, we must integrate these experiences. Like the koan, what do we do when we reach the top of the 100-foot pole? We must keep climbing. And the work, therefore, is never really complete. Now, finally, and this is my experience, I think there's some debate about this, but in my experience, enlightenment does not usually eliminate psychological delusion. Nor does psychotherapy usually eliminate the delusion of duality. So this has been sort of a brief comparison of these two ways of self-discovery. Now, in terms of psychotherapy, there's a whole new world out there in which meditation, in which mindfulness, in which stilling the mind can be used to work with a variety of emotional issues. So I don't think, though, I mean, I think they're wonderful and I think they're extremely healthy, but I don't think they can by themselves lead to an insight of who we are, or can they lead to an insight of how we came to the psychotherapist's office. But that one's open for debate, and my mind is not really closed about that. So that's it. Thank you.